The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your ass.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethel Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
mercantile, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello there, everyone. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for Tuesday, January 14th, 2009. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, the girl downstairs, my wife, is the love of my life, and I love her so much, and I'm so sorry I forgot to announce her anniversary last week!
Hail and greetings, and don't break anything up there.
How's it going, Nathan? Doing okay, are you?
Yeah.
Can you ever forgive me for forgetting to announce our anniversary last week until, like, we were off the air?
Oh, I think so.
Okay. We got a nice thread going in the community area. We got a lot of responses to it. Everyone wishing us happy anniversary.
And thank you all for doing so.
Well, as the folks who are in the guck.ogr chat channel. If you're not in the guck.ogr chat channel, go ahead and join us here at /join guk.ogr so you can join in the conversation and have a little fun later on. As some of you have noted, we are not on the Antonia Bale server this week. Elquin noticed a post in the Narathian Home Show forum. Someone on the Najna server named, what is it, Wisty?
W-I-S-T-Y.
Why? Wisty.
Hang on a second.
Yeah, so it's Wisty on the Najna server has created a mystery mansion. Wait a minute, that wasn't exactly a mystery.
No,
created a mystery mansion. That was a little
better. Well, from the post, they were they just got through playing a series of hidden object games called Mystery Case Files. And decided to try to do something similar in game once the written book system was out. And so you basically pick up the beginning book, which is titled
The Mystery of Greeley Manor.
Right.
By Wisty. How much was it? Like 16 copper or something?
It was 61 copper.
61 copper. And you just get it off the broker, and it tells you the backstory and gives an explanation on how to play the game.
Yeah, it gives you a little story to start out with so you know what's going on when you go in, and I'm not going to tell you what it is because you really think you should go over there. Basically, how to play to solve the mystery of Greeley Manor. Visit the Wisty House on Aurelis Lane. Once inside, you there's a book in here that you need to find. There'll be more story segments to read, hidden objects, challenges to find all hidden items in the room. You have to look in and around everything. You know, manipulate your camera angles, change the size of your character. You know, they're recommending that you run as high as possible as you can on your settings. You're not required to find every hidden object in the rooms, but the more you find, the more points you get. You keep track of your own points. Like right now, Jethel and I both have 1 point apiece for actually reading the first chapter. And yeah, Talk thinks it's just absolutely wonderful. And I'm looking at it. We're in the entryway, and it does not remind you of the style of place.
Oh no, they've set up walls and partitions stuff. It does not look like the 5-room house at all.
Changed the layout completely to throw you off.
Right. So during the show here, I have a hard time doing two things at the same time. So Elquin is going to be going through the mansion, and I'm going to be following her. And I'm sure we'll be. We will not point out where these things are. We're not going to tell you. You got to find them yourself. But we'll just say, "Hey, we found it," or something like that. You know, so we can move on to the next area. But you're going to have to figure all this stuff out yourself.
And it looks like Talk is going to have his own item hunt adventure in the works. So.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Talk, let us know. We'll promote you. But this showed up on the treasure chest on the EQ player's main page.
Mm-hmm.
You will find it right now. It's on the second page. Second page of the home show pages.
Right. That's if you want to check out the home show report. If you actually want to come here, it's on the Najana server, South Kinos, 8 Illyrisi Lane, but you have to find the book to start it first. So you need to go to the broker. It's only 61 copper.
Up right now. I made like 7 silver before I got off the island just by beating up a couple things in it.
Right. So you want to go to the broker, find The Mystery of Greeley Manor by Wisty, Wisty. And then you can come over to 8 Illyrisi Lane, enter the house, and go ahead and start the game.
You know, before we leave, we need to send these books back to Wisty so they can put them back on the broker.
Yes, definitely. We'll do that. Okay. So, yes. And, of course, for those of you who are not coming to Wisty Greeley's Manor here, if you want to... I'm going to plug it again because I think it is a great idea. The Maiden's Fancy, Antonia Bale server in Nariak, the Tier 1 Guild Hall... Over in the Hex Tower, they're holding their open stage night tonight. I think they call it something different, actually. But it's an open stage night. If you have poems or dancing or songs or anything like that that you want to entertain the folks with, go on over there. It's already well underway, I believe. But here we go. We're going to go ahead and start through the house here. Like I said, I have a hard time doing two things at once here. So.
Well, you can go look around.
Or I should say I have a hard time doing stuff and talking on the show at the same time. So you go ahead and do your thing there. I'll follow you around. And let me see. I think I have a few notes here. No, I don't. I got nothing. But anyway, you go ahead and start around. Let's see here. I did have something I wanted to announce. Let me find my notes. You know, folks, I know you hear it from me often, but, you know, if we were halfway organized, this show wouldn't be any fun whatsoever. Let's see. I can't even talk and type in a freaking search engine.
Well,
that's all right, though. Oh, my van went kaput the other day. Or yesterday, I should say. What a trying time that was, but I'm getting my van back tomorrow. For those of you who may be following me on Facebook, I heard from apparently the wiring harness on my fuel injector fried out, and luckily they were just able to replace that, so there we go.
I think there was a mouse that was chewing on it.
It wouldn't surprise me. That's probably what's wrong with the Buick, too. Mouse probably chewed through a wire somewhere. Wouldn't surprise me in the least. So what have you been up to lately? Game-wise, that is.
Well, let's see. Went into Unrest to get the Carpenter's recipes for Crema.
Mm-hmm. Now, what exactly can you make with those? I'm not sure which recipes you got.
Well, there's a whole bunch of new stuff coming out. I mean, it's all mahogany.
Ah.
You know, it's like the red ones, the mahogany couch and long bench and octagon table and everything. But there's a mahogany dresser that's new, it looks like. There's a baby rattle pillow. Instead of red padding, and there's a crib, it's blue.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Well, I guess some people were complaining about that because some of them, you know, some role players, play out that they have boys, not girls, and they didn't have any, a boy's crib.
Well, the only other crib in game that I know of is the one you get for turning in a collection item, I think from Mistmore or something.
Mm.
And it's got a red bed. This mahogany crib is the only one that I know of that you can make in game, and it's got a blue pad.
Ah.
So there you go. Unless I'm totally wrong.
All right.
They are both blue. Then why did they why in the hell did they put another one in that's got a blue pad then?
Couldn't tell you.
Okay, well, let's see, what else did I do? I helped out some people going after the Overking. We didn't get anything with the sisters done, and then I had to go to bed.
Ah.
But,
you know, I put in the official post for the, announcing the show tonight, that we had the who, where, why of important things. And here it is. Important Things with Dimitri Martin is being shown on Comedy Central Tuesday at 10:30 p.m. There you go. The who, where, and why of Important Things. That's a joke.
Oh, okay.
The who, where, and why of, you know, the show called Important Things. Okay, forget it. Not a good show as far as I'm concerned. Okay, so are you on the track?
Yeah, I'm looking around.
I see something. I see it.
What?
I see it. Look at your feet. Behind you.
Looks like you.
No. Or here.
Well, I know there's a book there. I've already seen the book.
Oh, okay. You're looking for the next one, then.
No, I'm looking for the objects that I'm supposed to be finding in the book. The book tells you what you're supposed to go find.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just looking for the book. Sorry.
And then for each of the objects you find, you get a point or two. And I found that.
Okay.
And I found, if you find two of those, then you, okay, that's two, plus I get a bonus of 2 points for finding both of them. I've only found one bow. Nautical wheel. Okay.
Well, one bow is very obvious.
Well, yeah.
Let's see, another bow.
Yeah, you see another bow around here?
I'm looking. I will extend my view. Excuse me. And it's supposed to be somewhere in this room?
Yeah. I don't know if it extends into the next room. There's a ghost in there, too.
Yeah, I saw him. I don't know. I'm not seeing another bow. I mean, I could just...
See another one.
What?
Straight across from me.
Okay, I'm looking.
In the picture.
Shh. Oh, so it's not actually an object. Okay.
Well, that counts.
I suppose, yeah. Okay. So we got points for that one.
There's supposed to be three of them in here.
Is that one? No, it's not. Three of them, huh?
Yeah.
Not We're getting off the quiet. Anyway.
I know. That's because we're looking at.
Well, see, that's why I didn't want to start doing this, because, you know.
Well, you don't have to. We can just walk her through and take a look at what's going on.
Or I should say, I didn't want to do this while I was doing the show as well.
No, I mean, we can come back and do it. I mean, once I'm here, I might as well, you know.
Yeah, go right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hon, you got to come in here.
Okay, come in.
Come here. We got to look at this.
Come here.
Ooh. I mean, this is like, look at this. Oh. Look at this.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that nice? I'm really impressed with that. Very nice optical illusion here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's got an area here that looks like an outside porch, and he's got trees and stuff like that set up, so it looks like you're looking outside, and you also have a painting on the back wall that just completes the illusion, making it look like you're looking at an outdoor scene. That's great. That is great. We are so going to have to rip some of this off.
Oh, God, hon.
Well, you know, I feel bad about ripping people off, but, you know, and their design ideas and stuff like that. But, hey, I mean, well, like Talk is saying in the channel around it, he's very clever.
Oh, yeah.
And what he's doing here.
Extremely clever. I like how he's...
Oh, there's a trap.
What?
There's a trap back here. He put the guild door. He put the guild door, and it looks like a real door, of course. I almost clicked on it.
No, I knew that one.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't have a guild, so it wouldn't. I wonder where it would port me if I didn't have a guild.
I don't know.
Let's find out.
But the way he's got this thing set up, I'm all turned around now. I can't even recognize the upstairs anymore.
Oh, man.
As far as where everything should be.
Well, I know where the stairs should be, so let me see.
Yeah, but once you get up here, forget it. You're going to totally forget where they're supposed to be.
Oh, I found the downstairs.
This is incredible. I love the upstairs. He is really...
Oh, fair warning. He's using looks like hundreds of wine racks down in the basement. Oh, God. Slideshow, maybe crashing. He used the wine racks, the large wine racks, as a maze. There's a maze of wine racks down here.
Yeah, that's kind of hard on people.
Yeah, I'm going to have to leave the wine rack area. I'm probably going to end up crashing out.
I'll go down there. This is pretty cool.
Great, I can't get out because I can't find my way out of the damn maze.
Don't you have it? Oh, you don't have escape yet.
Nope,
or too little.
Nope.
Oh, that's too funny, hon.
I gotta say, still, well done. I'm making my way through the maze here. Okay, I think I found my way out of the maze and found a torture room of some kind. All right. With a high elf as a mad scientist, I'm sure. But very well done. Very well done. Yes, for Rowane, it is the Najina server. And you want to go to the broker and find Wisty... Let me bring that back up here. You want to go to the broker on the Najina server and find The Mystery of Greeley Manor by Wisty. And it'll give you the instructions on how to play. I'm completely lost. Okay, time to do a slash house. Slash house.
That's the chicken way.
Well, I can't find my way out of this damn maze. He did a really good job here. Fair warning, if you're going to come as an ogre or something like that, I don't think you're going to be able to make it through this maze.
Going to have to be a little person.
Yeah. Okay. Leaving the house. I actually think I'm going to go ahead and go back to the Tony Bell server for now, and I'll come back to this later.
From what I can see, there's no way to get to the final upstairs. I don't know why he's got that blocked off, but he does.
Well, I just did a slash house, and I noticed he's 600 out of 600 items. He may not have had room item-wise to continue it upstairs.
True.
So that's probably why he has the upstairs.
I mean, this is incredible how he's done, how he's turned the top stair totally around. Let me go downstairs. See, wine racks don't bother me.
Well, they bother the heck out of my system, I tell you that.
It's and a little, wow, it's a little slideshowy down here. Just a little bit for me, and usually I can zoom through these things.
And why is it that every time I'm zoning, it keeps telling me that my veteran rewards...
I just crashed.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Out of memory, yeah. Those double-wide wine racks are really killers.
Yeah. But why is it that every time that I'm zoning, I'm getting the veteran reward thing?
Because you're on a new server.
No. It was on Jethel when I was on the Antonia Bale server, too.
I don't know. And maybe there's something new? Have you checked?
I checked on Jethel on the Antonia Bale server, and Lorelei on the Antonia Bale server saying it's doing the same thing to her, too. So I'm just going to camp back out to Jethel. On the Antonia Bale server, that is. Oh, they're saying the hotfix this morning broke something. And it's actually explained in the message of the day. So, It's a bug. It's a giant bug movie. 60s movie, that's what it is.
Well, anyway, back to the manor. I'm coming back to AB2. It is something you guys need to go take a look at. Be careful of the basement. Yeah, it even crashed me out. And,
yeah, if you don't have a really huge video card... Recommend.
Or just turn down your settings real low before you go downstairs, because it will really get you. I don't know what it is. There is something graphically unstable with those double wide or double tall wine racks. I don't know, maybe because it's polygons.
Now I thought they fixed that.
Apparently not. That's a lot of facing on an object, because the lattice and everything. And those aren't, I don't think, are just. Graphic.
Wow, you're really breaking up here. It's probably, because of your crash. But
do you want me to start up again?
Yeah, why don't we shut off Skype and... Okay, so I'll call her back in a minute here. I'll let her memory clear itself out or whatever the hell it's supposed to do. But anyway, now that I'm alone... No. Dr. Bombay. Where the hell am I? Oh. Whoop, unable to connect to Elko and Jenna. Okay. I'll escape back to the guild hall here, man. All right, Talk is saying that the problem with the wine racks has to do with the light source. Aha. Okay, let me try calling Elkin again. Here I am logging on to Doofu, and apparently I haven't logged him on. Apparently I haven't logged Doofu on since the Festival of Unity. I was still over in by Sir Mott's grave. and I log in, I'm like, where the hell am I? I don't think we've ever played Wherein Norrath is the Drunken Dwarf.
Apparently
we did. At the Festival of Unity.
Now, speaking of stuff that shows up on the Welcome to EverQuest screen, there's a new item in the marketplace.
Yes, there is. And I don't think EQ Tuesday covered it, so we're breaking the story. And that's the server transfers is now available in the... station cache.
And Shiver just hit me with a snowball.
Damn you, Shiver.
I'm gonna go hide.
Shiver, who unfortunately could not make it to the fanfare, although he registered and all that, did not make it to the fanfare because his car broke down.
He was 80 miles away from Vegas.
And,
stuck
yeah.
Stuck there for, what, 2-3 days while you got his car fixed?
Oh,
and then
God.
Got it done in time enough to turn around and go home.
Oh. So
yes, Jethel has lots of fans. Hecklers, too.
Hecklers, stalkers, people threatening my life. But I think most of that are Alts of Delmon.
I think so. As I was saying before you told me I was breaking up, those wine racks, I think, are pretty heavy-duty 3D objects because they're lattice.
Well, actually, who was it? It was either Talk or Spider-Bite. Let me scroll back up here.
Well, it's like, I think...
Talk was telling us it actually has to do with your light source.
Really?
So if you turn off your...
Well, how come two single ones stacked don't affect me as well as two... Two combined do?
I don't know.
Oh, that's a lot of...
Me, not game designer.
A lot of polygons. Anyway.
So, is that a small polygon in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Let me check my vectors.
Slash claim. Since I have Dufu up, I may as well pop his statue of Fiona V.
Your characters gets one?
Yeah, every one of your characters gets one.
Oh my god, what are we going to do with all of them?
Make a band? That's it. We'll put them all in Jethel's house and that can be his harem.
Oh.
He has a harem of Fiona V's. Actually, I better figure out where I want it.
Oh, speaking of Fiona V,
Drell
liked the picture you did.
Ah.
It amused him highly. Should we tell him what we did?
If you want to, go right ahead.
We told him last week that, I snapped a shot of Fiona V straddling that, whatever that thing is in the green shots.
Well, it was a green screen, seat type of thing. So if people wanted to get their picture taken riding a dragon. Right, so, but Fiona V went up and straddled it, and Elquin took a picture of her. And then she took a picture of one of our guildmates, Drelinza, lying on a bed face up. So now we've just green screened it and made a picture of Drelinza having sex with Fiona V.
No, he's not having sex. Fiona V is riding something, though. We're wicked bad and naughty.
Oh, boy.
But Daryl liked it.
Well, good.
What was the whole purpose of it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he kept wanting me to find him some hot cuties, you know?
Well, there you go. Find him some hot cuties.
The best I could do was get a picture of him with... Antonica, Bale, and Fiona V. That was it. Couldn't find any other.
Still say for the ladies, next year we need to have.
No,
a
you know what we need.
Delaire.
No, no. No.
Okay, what do we need?
We need Bale.
Antonius.
Yes.
Well, I suppose if you're not into the old,
like in the picture.
I suppose if you're not into the muscular old man thing, yeah. But I think they should have got Sean Connery to come in and do Lucan Delair.
Doofy logged out, Jessa logs in. Yay!
Woo! Well, I need to figure out what I'm going to be doing with the Fiona V statues before I have Doofy set one down.
You're going to do something bad with them, I just know it.
I'm going to do something evil.
I just know it.
Allow me to laugh maniacally. I should probably just make a macro of that. Shoot, did I just crash?
Yeah, I know. I don't know, did you? It looks like you're still logged in.
I don't know, there we go, I crashed.
You crashed?
Yep.
Oh, I will say that I now own a total and utterly complete collection of the Kithacor armor. I finally got the hood the other night in the Unreleased, which was a shock.
Woo! So now of all of our
guards in the hall have a proper attire.
Mm-hmm.
From the top of their heads to their teeny tiny toes.
Okay.
You know, I've been meaning to do this and Shiver's standing here, so I'm gonna go dig in my bank real quick.
What's that?
Well, I know I've got some put away somewhere.
You gotta smack him with a
somewhere in here. I know. Aha! There's 20 of them.
That's all you got is 20? I got about 5,000.
Oh, you're worse than somebody else we know that keeps saying they're not a Frostfell elf.
Well, see, what's going to happen is I'm just going to wait till Lyra's out, and then I'm going to like sell them to her for like a plat a piece.
You can't. They're no trade.
Oh yeah, that's right. Damn.
So I'm pelting silver with a few of them right now.
Nice.
And who else can I pelt with? He doesn't care.
He likes it.
Oop, there's True. And I'll just pelt him one. Poof. Right in the kisser. Here's Ro. There's Tim in front of me. And Santania. We'll just pelt people with snowballs. Oh, Ro's fighting back.
Ah, run away. Oh, no.
In our second hour, we will see the return of Where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibblebuns? In the second hour, where is he? Could he be in Everstorm or Lavafrost? We don't know.
Spider bites a female?
What? No.
It's a mouse with boobs?
Well, maybe he had a lot of cheeseburgers earlier. He's got some moves going on.
Oh, I like his outfit. Or her. I'm serious! He's cute, but he's got boobs.
Oh, he's a cute little mousey.
He's a cute little mousey, yes.
I'm getting pelted with snowballs again. Time to hide big boobs! Yeah, they are big boobs.
You do what to who now?
Spider bite's got big boobs.
Vertongans aren't supposed to have huge boobs, you know that?
Anyway, I'm running away to hide.
Run away! Run away!
Oh, and I wonder when... Oops. Meh. Oops. Is he gonna find me? Oh.
What are you talking about?
Wonder nothing. When. If I say anything, then, you know. Anyway, in the lore area on the EQ2 boards...
Yes.
Oh, everybody's waiting, biting their nails and
waiting for the lore books.
Yeah, because...
But why wait when you can go to kithagore.org and I have all the EQ1 lore books already on my server?
Well, the thing is, we've been waiting for our new lore person... Let me see, what is his name? Jeez, it's up to...
Oh, God, I took
Cron... It's C-O... C-R-O-N-Y-N.
Okay.
Cronlin? How in the hell do you say this?
Cronin. Or Cronin.
No.
And he was Cronan the Barbarian.
Cronan. That is Cronan? Cronan. Yeah, everybody's waiting for Cronan. I mean, he keeps saying real soonish, and it was supposed to be today or something. And anyway, there's supposed to be books of lore that are going to be showing up on various vendors in game. They're going to be there for a short period of time. Let me go ahead and talk. I need to read for a second.
You can also come to the Legion of Kithagore Hall and read the entire lore of Bloody Kithagore.
It's here. Get used to it.
Where am I going? I'm going to Dark Light. Heading over to check out the excitement at the Maiden's Fancy. You know what I'm having a problem with? There are too many bars open on Tuesdays. We have Science Hammer, the Vagabond Knights, the Spider, and the Maiden's Fancy, all on the same night, and I'm just torn which one to go to.
Flip a coin. Okay.
Okay. I will make my determination based on hot chicks.
Oh well.
Go to the Fancy.
Okay, this is what Crowan has to say for all you guys out there been waiting for these lore books to hit like me. He says, okay, here's what's happened. Basically, I wrote up this clue for you guys, and it was going to be... And I was going to post it as text. But when I showed it to the community, we thought, you know, it would be cooler if we presented it to them like this. Like a full color picture, all colored out, awesome looking. And he said, yeah, that he thought. That'd be way better than lame old text. So here's the moral to the story. If you're going to have some bright idea planned, plan it for the day before you're supposed to give your loyal readers a piece of information they're looking for. All right, important safety tip. Thanks, Egon. Anyway, it looks like it'll still come. It's still coming tonight, and by Brell's beard, because he's a dwarf, he is staying there until he gets it done, and he will post it immediately.
Okay, and we're back. Sorry about that. I blue screened. Ironically enough, just as I was approaching Nariak, where they have blue people. Oh, brother. Blue or not, they're hot as hell. Anyway,
our dwarven dev. Sorry. As I said, you know, he's going to stay there until it's done. If it doesn't get done tonight, he's going to alert everybody on the boards. He would like to say that he's really sorry that it's taken so long, but lesson learned. Hopefully you will like what they're putting together and have a good time doing the small event we put together for you. So, and again, that is on the EverQuest 2 boards under the lore section. The thread is new lore books, short-term ability. The clue is on the boards now. Okay, by the way, there is a lore chat channel. And you can join it by doing /joinbefallen.lore. And this is where I'm getting it right now. They're saying the clue is on the board now. I'm going to ask them where.
All right, let's see here.
So with this clue, you'll be able to find the first lore book and start on from there. Oh, yeah, okay. Looky, I found. Okay, well, he just posted he found something. So I'm looking.
Okay, it's on the history and lore area. Is that what they're saying?
Well, that's where the original thread.
Yeah, here it is. Oh, I found something. Look at this. Can't make it out. Hoping you guys can. Let me know what you find. To my fellow.
It is with such rejoice that I have the shattering... Oh no, click on it and it brings up a bigger picture. To my fellow learned sages, it is with such rejoice that I have discovered writing and something lost since before the shattering. Can't read it. There's spots missing on it. Importance to more about the part of the wrath, but also may hold the key to discovering more about the fate of my something ancestral home, the continent of Otis. However, I believe I have also uncovered a deep something mystery. One with potentially grim limitations. Imitations? It seems that some of our artifacts, ancestries, of the fate of Otis. And of the Iridites? How do you say that?
Iridites?
Are you seeing the picture, hon? I mean, it's a full letter, and lots of the letters are blocked out because it's...
It looks burnt.
It's a graphic. Now, if somebody can discover reading. Bite me! You try to read this! You go to the lore section, of the boards, Lore and History. It's at the very top. It's called Oh, I Found Something. And there is going to be a picture. Click on the picture. It will bring up the main JPEG. And you will see why I'm having such a hard time reading this. It is a letter that's been burnt, and there's holes in the letters, and you've got, like, missing letters. But somewhere in this is a clue on finding the first book. Thinks it's in the first line. Okay, somebody's doing another breakdown of it. So anyway, if you guys want to get in on this, join the befallen.lore chat channel. Everybody that's interested in working on this will be in that channel, and we'll be trying our best to figure out how the heck this says.
You know what would just take a lot less time?
What?
Is to find the dev, grab him by the collar, go, give me the book!
No!
Give me the book!
No.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
You're no fun.
I don't know if there's a way to unphotoshop something.
No. There isn't.
Drat.
Well, only if you have the original.
Oh. So, there you go.
You know, I wish there was a way for someone who doesn't belong to Neria to do the quest to use the teleporters.
I know, but you can't. Not unless you betray. Go do the quests.
Ooh, I didn't think about that.
And then betray back.
I didn't think about that. Can you use the porters once you betray back, though?
I believe so.
Because I don't know what it is. But
I've never betrayed Krima out of Freeport area and all that, but I've moved her from Nariak to Freeport to Gorowin, and she could still come through and use the teleporters.
Okay.
I would seem to think that once you do it, it's like the Griffins.
Gotcha.
Once you do it, you can always do it.
Because I'm telling you, you go across the bridge and you see the Selexia stronghold where all the warrior trainers are. And it's just a freaking slideshow for me. I don't know what it is in that area, but there's something just eating up all my my video processing.
Wow.
I mean, I've almost gone off the bridge because, you know, it's been that bad. So I'm going to go ahead and get into the Maiden's Fancy here. Stop that. There we go. I don't know. I don't think it'd be worth me having to rebuy all my spells again and stuff like that just to be able to use the... teleporters. That'd be kind of expensive.
What you should have done is when you were trying out being an assassin, you should have went and did it.
No, when I was trying out to do an assassin, Nariak hadn't been uncovered yet. So I couldn't have done that.
I thought it was already.
I don't think so.
Yes, it was. We were in Kunark.
Sure.
Yes.
I thought it was further back than that.
No. You were running around Kunark.
That's right, yeah. Okay. I thought it was further back.
We didn't think about it. I should have said something that made you go over and do it, but I didn't think about it.
Actually, I didn't know there was teleporters until a few months ago. Until I started coming to the Fancy, basically. I had no idea where those little pads were.
Yeah.
I had taken a walk through Nariak just to see what it was all about, you know, see what it looked like.
But
I had no idea what those little pads were. What? What?
Well, you know, you run past somebody and you see what they're doing. And I go by Spindle, and all of a sudden I see Spindle watches as a bag slowly begins sinking. Blub, blub, glub, glub. What's he doing? Drowning kittens?
I hope not. Is Spindle drowning kittens?
That makes me want to go back. All right, I'll have to go back to South Kinos and find out what the heck. What is he doing? What? He ran by these people and they emote something. It's like, what? What are you doing? What did you just throw in the water? Spindle's up to nothing good.
Oh, Talk says it's an initiation ceremony for new people in the Vagabond Knights if you're by the moat.
Back giving him a bad time.
Please don't refer to Maedra as some dark elf chick. Some dark elf chick, God. Oh, I see what's going on. I'm getting tells and stuff like that saying Hoopy's getting some dark elf action. It looks like Maedra has pulled him on stage and is doing a dance around him. Go, Hoopy, go! Okay. Let's see. What else is there? You know what? I think we're going to go ahead and go to a music break. Then when we come back, we'll be doing Way in North. It's Cheese and Nipple Buns. So let me line up some music here. Of course, if you have any requests for our music breaks, you can just say them in the OGR chat channel, or you can send me a tell, Jethel, on the Antonia Vale server. Let's see. Anything you want to hear on?
I think your ranger's sexy.
Well, I know that, but what do you want to hear?
I told you!
Alright, let me find that one there. There we go, ranger's sexy. See if anyone else is giving me any ideas here. Nope, not seeing anything else, so I'm just going to go ahead and play whatever the hell I want to. All right, folks, we're going to be back in about 15 minutes with Where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns. Okay, and we're back. Are you back?
I think so.
You sure not, you know, a little side to side, maybe a little diagonal, maybe in the front?
Of course.
All right, well, he's back. He's waiting.
Varsoons. What?
What?
Oh, stuff's happening with this book.
Okay. Anyway, just so you know, Varsoons was not the answer to Where in Norrath is Cheese and Nibble Bun?
Is he creeping round Freeport, Kelethin, or he knows a stabby freak for Tonga that everybody knows? Bail thin inside your pack tags and run off with your cheese. Tell me where in Norrath is
Cheese and Nibble Buns.
Okay, it's time to play Where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns, the game where Cheez-It is hiding somewhere in Norrath, and you have to guess where he is. Typically ask questions in the OGR, the guck.ogr chat channel. And we try to narrow it down by continent, and then by zone, and then he is somewhere that you can find located on a map of that zone. I will cut Lemur right off right there. We are not in Lava Storm. We're not in Lava Frost, nor are we in Everstorm. We keep trying to tell you that those zones do not exist. Okay, let's see here. Tolvaris wants to know if he's near a city. He is not near a city. He is outdoors. Not in Greater Fade Arc. Not in Greater Fade Arc.
Where in Norath is Cheese and Nibble Buns?
He is not in Frostfell Land. Morpal wants to know if he is in Common Lands. No, he is not in Common Lands. Let's see here. He is not in front of the lore books. No, he is not in Butcher Block. Actually, wait a minute. Technically in Butcher Block. Let's see. Not in Nectulus. He's not in Luckland. Come on now, folks. Can he see the sky? Yes, he can see the sky. Cheese and Nibblebuns can see the sky. No, Delmon, he is not in the Free Realms trading card game. I don't think you can see the sky in the Free Realms trading card game. No, he is not in Rivervale. Oh! Shizuka got it!
Damn!
That was quick! Shizuka just won. Where in Norath is Cheese and Nibblebuns? He is, in fact, in Unrest. And I think she just kind of blurted it out there, not expecting to win. But yes, we managed to get Cheez-It to Unrest. So congratulations, Shizuka. For those of you who don't listen to the show on a regular basis, do not be fooled by the fact that Cheez-It is only level 22. We do manage to get him into some really weird places. I think the best one so far is when we had Femme Fatale on the Antonia Vale server, get us Cheez-It in to see Naugafin. That was fun. Okay, anyway, Shizuka, if you just send a in-game mail to Jethel on the Antonia Vale server, you know how to do that, giving me your real-life mailing information. I'll make sure you get some nice swag from OGR. We have some t-shirts left, so if you give me your t-shirt size, we'll see if we have one, and I'll try to hook you up on a t-shirt. So, I guess there's only one thing left to do here in Unrest, hun.
What?
I'm going to take 2 steps forward from the gate here and get killed.
Oh, don't.
I'm going to do it. I wonder if I can get to the hedge maze before I get slaughtered. I'm going to do it. Here I go.
Run,
the most of the hedge maze. I'm going to make it to the hedge maze. Hedge maze! Here I come! Oh,
well. Impressive, though, for a level 22 character. I actually got just beyond the fountain.
Wow.
I almost made it to the hedge maze. I was just on the other side of the fountain. And a Kokuri got me. Oh, well. Let's go ahead and get him alive again. And I'll have him get back to Kinos. But that was Where in Norath is Cheese and Nibblebuns for this week. And congratulations to Shizuka. Let's change the music back to our normal topic music here. There we go. So, what's going on with that lore book thing? Finding out anything interesting?
Well, Joskar's posted a some translation of the graphic.
Oh.
What the text is. He's got quite a bit more than what I was struggling with. So,